I'll be the bright and black that's making you run. And we'll feel alright, and we'll feel alright, 'cause we'll work it out. Yeah, we'll work it out. I'll be doing this if you ever doubt. Till the love runs out, till the love runs out. I'll be your ghost, your game, your stadium. I'll be your 50,000 clapping like one. And I feel alright, I feel alright, 'cause I worked it out. Yeah, I worked it out. I'll be doing this if you ever doubt. Till the love runs out, till the love runs out. I got my mama, man, I can't let go. I'm killing every second till it saves my soul.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ooh. Does it feel good to play in such an intimate setting as opposed to the arenas on our concert tour? I would say yes, it does. We started playing in settings like this. We've played, the first show we ever played was for a birthday in a room that was not that different than this, actually, with about 50 people. And then And then we played for everything from like 15 people to five. in Santa Ana, mostly our friends and their drunk friends. And then eventually it grew and grew and grew and grew. So arenas are amazing, but this is super cool too. It's a totally different experience. Counting Stars is perhaps your biggest hit to date. Counting Stars, I think it is our biggest hit. If not, it's close, but I think it is our biggest hit to date. It came about, it started as an idea. I was actually in New York on Long Island writing for somebody else's project. And I was going through the internet looking for ideas, like mining, as you could call it, mining for ideas, different songs to be inspired by, different sounds. And I came across a song that was a kind of a Middle Eastern folk song. And I heard the song, and the song triggered an idea. And that idea turned into Counting Stars. And at the time, the artist who I was writing for, I knew that it wasn't right for them. I knew that it didn't make sense. And so I immediately recorded it on my iPhone, just like the melody and the idea, and put it away. And then when I got home a couple weeks later, the first thing I did was lay down the original guitar idea and the original chorus. And it started from there. But Counting Stars actually took 5 different versions. It took weeks and weeks and weeks to get it right. Some songs come easy and fast, and some songs take absolutely forever. Counting Stars was very difficult to finish, but I think in the end it was worth it for all of us. We finished it in Greece, recording some accordion and harp, Grecian harp players. And that's really when it finished, I think. That was like in October or November of 2012, I think. I'm losing track of the years. Maybe it was 13. I forget. I think it was 2012. So that's how it came about. It started for somebody else. And then eventually, 5 versions later, it became that the lyrics to the chorus changed so many times. And I finally settled on what it is now.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, I swing my heart across the line. Then my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. Just doing what we're told. And I feel something so right. Doing the wrong thing. Kills me, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, hey! Dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Hey! Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, hey! Dreaming about the things that we could be. And baby, I've been praying hard.
I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is awful, let it work. Make that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold, just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing, yeah. Could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that surrounds me makes me wanna fly. I think I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. And baby, I've been playing hard with. Watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Take that money, watch it burn, sink in the river, the lessons I've learned. Everything that kills me, yeah. One, two, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep. No more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. And lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. So no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Watch it burn, take the lessons I've learned. You can take that money, watch it burn, take the lessons I've learned. You can take that money, watch it burn.
The 3 years in between albums was a very long 3 years for us, and the time in between, I think, allowed us to travel a lot and take in a lot of other experiences around the world and hear a lot of different music. So I would say Native is a lot more eclectic, and frankly, I just think it's a better album. It's a lot more mature. It's a lot more songs of experience, and it's a lot more dialed in to what we are as a band sonically. I think that our first single, Apologize, years ago was so big, so fast, that we didn't have time to develop as a band and really find our identity. And starting with Native, we actually started figuring out what we're actually really good at. So I think Native is different from the other albums in that it's the sound of a band truly figuring out or starting to figure out who they are musically and how we can say something and sing about things that nobody else does and do it in a way that nobody else does it.
Too late. Said it's too late. it's too late. Yeah. I'll take another chance, take a fall, take a shot for you. Oh, and I need you like a heart needs a beat, but it's nothing new. Yeah, oh, I loved you with the fire, and now it's turning blue. Hey, hey. Sorry, like the angel ever let me think was you. But I'm afraid it's too late to apologize. It's too late. Said it's too late to apologize. It's too late. Oh, 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 yeah. It's too late.
You originate from Colorado. What's the music scene there like, and how did you form as a band? The idea for One Republic started pretty much in my dad's basement in Colorado between me and Zach. I had been having a go at being a solo artist for maybe about 2 years. And I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like the idea of it. I didn't want to be a solo artist. And all the music I listened to at the time, which was like Oasis, Doves, U2, it was a lot of bands that I listened to. And the thought of touring and all the other things that you do, the idea of doing it by myself scared me to death. So everything in me wanted to be a part of a band. And I called Zach, and he was in Chicago. I said, hey, if we're going to do a band, we used to joke about it, but if you're serious about it, I'm serious about it, let's give it a run. Let's give it a couple years. And he was like, all right, I'm in. And he dropped what he was doing and moved to Colorado, and we started playing each other music, things we were listening to, songs that I was starting. I think Apologize had already been written or was about to be written. And then we found our drummer from Colorado as well, and he was good friends with Drew. So Drew moved out to L.A., and we all decided to move out to Los Angeles, and Drew moved out. And so the three of us kind of were the Colorado guys that originated, and then we found Brent and Eddie in Southern California when we were there. And the music scene in Colorado is actually very big. I think for any state in the U.S., it probably has had more successful artists come out of Colorado maybe than any other state in the last 7 or 8 years, I think. There's us, the Fray, the Lumineers live like a mile and a half from me. 303, Rise Against. There's a lot of bands that are based out of Denver and Colorado area. John Oates from Hall & Oates. He's there. So the music scene in Colorado is extremely healthy, and it's all about bands. I don't know any solo artists that come from Colorado, but I think Colorado is a very banned state, and the people that live there are massive supporters of live music. So it's probably one of the best places in the U.S. to start a band. Here we go.
Hope when you take that jump, you don't fear the fall. Now hope when the water rises, you build a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, they're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and hurt so bad. The only way you can know, you give it all you. Yeah, and I hope that you don't suffer, but take the pain. I hope when your moment comes, you'll say, I swear I live. I hope that you spend your days, but they all add up. And when that sun goes down, oh, you raise your cup. Yeah, raise your cup. Oh, wish that I could witness all your joy. Until my moment comes, I say I did it all. I did it all. I owned every second that this world could give. Saw so many places, the things that I did.
Your first album was never released by your first record company,
Columbia Records.
Was this an important learning curve in your journey to success? Yes, this was an important learning curve. We were signed to Sony, Columbia Records in the U.S., which is a great label. You know, they have artists like Beyonce and Adele and John Mayer and... So they're a huge label, but we got lost in the shuffle back in 2006. And I think getting dropped by them was huge because it basically, it forced us to look at a calendar and draw a line and say, okay, we have to do this ourselves. without a record label, and we need to do it in this amount of time because time was passing by quickly, and some members of the band were anxious to get on with their lives, you know, get married or get a girlfriend or
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A job or do something, and all of us, none of us were wealthy at that point, so we needed something to happen. And then a big part of me also wanted to kind of shove it up the old record label's ass by being successful, which is always a good motivator. So we decided to take matters into our own hands. We took our music and we took the album and we put it on the internet, and I can honestly say that, you know, I think we were one of the first acts in the world to use the internet to really succeed. Without question, if it were not for the internet, we wouldn't be a band, we wouldn't exist, and we'd all be somewhere else in the world doing something else. We found our fans online. We thought, you know, the label doesn't want us, but there's hundreds of thousands of people every week listening to Apologize and Stop and Stare because we put them up on MySpace. So we knew that we had an audience, and we knew that the songs were working and reacting, and we took that, and that's how we got our record deal with Universal, which is Polydor here, I think in France. And so yeah, thank God for technology, because yeah, World Wide Web, go.
The picture of the perfect place, they got it better than what anyone's told you. You'll be the king of hearts, you're the queen of spades, and we'll fight for you like we were soldiers. I know we got it good, but they got it made, and the grass is getting greener each day. I know things are looking up, soon to take us down before anybody's knowing our names. They got all the right friends and all the right places. Yeah, we're going down. All the right boots and all the right faces. Yeah, we're going down. I said, everybody knows, everybody knows where we're going. Yeah, we're going down. Everybody knows. Do you think I'm nice? Am I bright enough to shine in your spaces? Between the noise you hear and the sound you like, are we just sinking in the ocean of faces? It can't be possible. The rain could fall only when it's over our heads. The sun is shining every day, but it's far away. Like you.
knew I could never fake someone that could sound like you.
Broke through in 2007 with Apologize, which brought you international recognition. How important was Timbaland's role in this song reaching the masses? I think it was pretty huge at the time. Apologize was going to be one of our singles on our album. It was not going to be the first single. It was going to be, I think, the second or third single, actually. And we were going to put out the original version. We'll never know, nobody will ever know, how well the original version would have done. I think it would have done really well, potentially, and been a big hit for us, but we'll never know. So the remix, when Apologize came out, Timbaland was, at the time, the biggest producer in the world and arguably one of the most famous musical figures in the world, and he was at his peak. He had Justin Timberlake, Nelly Furtado, everything he touched turned to gold, and Apologize was his third and final single off of his album. So we were set up in the best way possible. So, I mean, that was the benefit of Timbaland. The downside, the negative part was that his name in most countries in the world, it said Apologize by Timbaland, when in fact, the song was 100% done and written before he even touched it. So it was really hard for us as a band to take that, because Apologize, as big of a hit as it was, it didn't sound like us as a band. And it wasn't what we represented. It was a remix. So if you can imagine, you spend years and years developing a sound, trying to come up with your own thing, and then somebody takes it and makes it something totally different, and then that becomes the biggest thing in the world. So for us, it was good because everybody knew who we were, but really nobody knew who we were. People just knew the song, and they thought it was Timbaland, and they had no idea what we sounded like as a band. So we're happy about Apologize, but we always say that, you know, to this day, we never play the remix, the Timbaland version. We're grateful for Timbaland, but we've spent a lot of years being forced to kind of reintroduce ourselves to the world with other songs. Yeah, I think that's the best way I could answer that.
This town is colder now, I think it's sick of us. It's time to make our move, I'm shaking off the rust. I got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down myself, counting up the years. Steady head. Time to make
senses push, untie the weight bags. I never thought I could. Steady feet, don't fail me now. I'ma run till you can walk. Something pulls my focus out, and I'm standing.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. Oh, the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. They're also on the faces of people. Babies cry, and I watch them grow. They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, yeah, what a wonderful world. Oh. What a wonderful. Woo!
you state yourselves as a band who are no respecter of genre, do you believe having this motto helps you make broad and diverse music? I would say absolutely yes. When we started as a band, the thing that we were the most afraid of, or that concerned us the most when we would talk about music, was that we did not have a genre, that we did not have a sound. It caused a lot of stress and concern, because as we were coming up, we would see other bands like, let's say, Mumford & Sons or Jet or whatever, that had a very specific sound. You could hear "Are You Gonna Be My Girl?" or, you know, "Look What You've Done," or you could hear from Jet, and you knew in 1 second, oh, that's Jet. Oh, and this is when we started in 2007. Or The Killers, who came out, I think, 2 years before us. You could tell it was The Killers the second you heard it. And with One Republic, you could maybe recognize my voice, but we loved so many different styles of music that each song had a different signature. Each song was a different animal. And we used to be afraid of that and think that that was a bad thing. And then a funny thing happened, and the internet kicked in, and Spotify and iTunes, and all of a sudden genres became meaningless. And since we started as a band, people, I think, around the world care less and less and less about what style of music. So one person might listen to Vampire Weekend, and then they might listen to Jay-Z, and then they might listen to Coldplay, and then Taylor Swift, and it's all on the same playlist. So as a band, I think having no genre now, I think, has helped us. I think we've created our own genre in a way. I don't know what it is, but it's all about great songs. And I think the only thing that matters for us is we have to believe us. So we don't care if on the same album we have If I Lose Myself, and then we have a song like Counting Stars, which are very opposite songs, or Love Runs Out. Those songs sound so different, but to us it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is if I'm singing it and we're playing it, we have to believe it coming from us. It has to be something that feels genuine to us. And I think that's the only rule we have. If I feel stupid or weird singing a certain lyric or a certain melody, then we don't do it, and we don't record it, or we don't put it out. And that's just, it's a line that exists, and I think we're the only ones that know where that line is. And it changes all the time. But I think the more and more that we make songs, the more and more we will have our own sound, whatever that is. Maybe our sound is no sound. I don't know. But for whatever reason, it keeps working. So we keep doing it, and we keep when it comes to genres and all that, we just whoop. That's it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you guys so much. Merci beaucoup.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. Then my face is flashing signs. Seek it out, and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold.